All right, I'm here speaking with Danielle Redden, the River Programs Director at Bartram's Garden. Thank you for speaking with me, Danielle.
You're welcome.
I'd like to start by asking you, when is the Schuylkill River most visible to you on your commute, in your daily life, when you're exercising?
Well, I work here at Bartram's Garden, and so what we are doing here is we have a community boathouse that's down by the river, so I generally I go there most days. To, you know, check on things. If we don't have like a program that we're doing, then I'm down there. Just kind of checking on things. And so I am in unique in that I am at the riverfront, on the riverbank, on most days. And then a couple times a week, I'm actually, boating out on the river. Outside of my experience here, probably like most people in Philadelphia, when I see the river is, when you're going over bridges, and I don't drive very much, so I mostly get around by bike, so, it's either crossing the Grays Ferry Bridge or the South Street Bridge, and so, kind of viewing it from up high. That's probably it.
And so in your daily experience with the river, what does it look like to you? What do you notice about how it looks?
I guess since I have kind of just such this long relationship with the Schuylkill River, and mostly for me because I live in West Philadelphia, I work in Southwest Philadelphia, I'm always looking at, for the most part, looking at the river in its tidal section. So the Schuylkill River is tidal below, up until the falls at the Art Museum. My inclination is always to check on just to see what the tide is. The tide's just kind of, it's a very romantic kind of notion. And so I'm often checking of like, oh, it's low tide right now, or it's high tide right now, or it's, mid tide. Is the tide coming in? Is the tide coming out? I definitely just check for that. Generally, like the Schuylkill River, especially in this part, looks kind of the same all the time. It's really quiet. It's a very quiet stretch of river. It's very slow. So, it's a little bit more interesting kind of to note on like really after a big storm. So you're looking basically to see like how much garbage is in the river, or what are kind of the strange objects that have made their way, down from the whole state. Just kind of generally other things that you would note are, I was actually just talking today about how I haven't seen a lot of herons on the river. There's a lot, there used to be, there really hadn't been this year. We were kind of wondering, the staff was like, where do the herons go? But there's a couple of families of great blue herons that kind of nest along here that were just really a pretty common sight. And great blue herons are these, they're very, just really very, very large birds, and they move really slowly. So they're easy to spot, and and you can watch them for a while. They're not really gonna like quick take off. So when they're not there, it's really noticeable. So it's kind of like what I notice about the river is also what's not there, I guess, where the herons are. I think different than maybe like people in the city who live on the Delaware, there's not really like commercial traffic on here. So what you're looking at is really like the actual kind of water and the water quality, the current, and even like kind of the animals and that kind of thing. It's not so much like the ships or the cargo ships or sailboats or that kind of thing.
And have you ever been inside the river?
Yes. Yeah, I was just inside the river last night. we were doing kayak safety rescue training, and so part of that is you pretend that you have fallen, you fall out of your boat, and so kind of go through a demonstration of someone rescuing you. So yes, currently right now I am in the river more often than I ever have been, but in the past I've been boating on this Schuylkill River for this part of the Schuylkill for 15 years, so... I've fallen out of a boat a couple times. Not that often, though, but it's not really exactly the something that you want to do all the time. But mostly just from falling, just from kind of falling out of a boat. And now doing these trainings. We had a training about 2 weeks ago, and most of us were in the river for hours. Um, it was was pretty intense, yeah.
And so how would you describe the river as connected or disconnected from both your life and the life of the community?
So how's the river connected and disconnected to my life? Well, it's, I guess it, as far as how it's connected to my life, it's something that's in transition right now. So for years, as I mentioned, I've been boating on this part of the river for 15 years. And so it was really a, both just a means of kind of recreation. It was very much kind of a, it was like a means of escape. I think all of us who live in cities, particularly cities like Philadelphia, which, you know, can just feel really hard at times. They're very kind of congested and old. And we, you know, we have a lot of like really beautiful parks, but all of us are always vying for some kind of escape or experience of, you know, open space. So that's kind of that was, you know, my kind of connection to the river was just kind of vying for just a, like a very inexpensive way to just escape. So it was kind of a means of recreation and just a means to get away. It then kind of morphed into a little bit of a creative project for me. I started this event called the Tidal Schuylkill Boat Parade, which happened every year. And so that was just, it was basically a group of friends of mine who were mostly artists, just kind of getting together and either making boats or decorating some boats that we already had and getting dressed up and kind of floating around on the river. So for a number of years, my relationship to the river was boats. Still, I was using it as far as kind of escape and recreation, but also it became a little bit part of my artistic kind of identity. You know, it's like on my CV and things like that. So there was that. And now it's also, I guess, kind of like my means of sustaining myself. I mean, my job is very much, is basically to, you know, to create a space where people can kind of access the river. So yeah, it's a big part of my life. As far as the community, I guess, what do you mean by like what, yeah.
They're the general Philadelphia population. Mm-hmm. How do you experience them interacting with the river here, and perhaps before you worked here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a broad group of folks. I'll just focus on this. Yeah, on the Schuylkill River. I would say maybe, you know, a lot of Philadelphians, it's they're experiencing with it either is just by crossing over it, something you see all the time and know that's there. Also, we have, you know, the path that goes along the river that's pretty used. So it's something you like walk along, bike along, that kind of thing. I guess particular to this portion of the river along in southwest, west and southwest Philadelphia, in a lot of ways, from, you know, it's very hidden. It's kind of this thing that you know that's there, but even if it's just four blocks away, you maybe wouldn't know how to actually get to it. It's like, you know, it's behind the train track. It's behind that like fenced off industrial area. Mm-hmm. It seems like a place where it's maybe like illegal to get to or inaccessible in some kind of way. However, for people who have, you know, figured it out or have found a way, there's a lot of, there's a very large, like, community of people who fish. So, you know, the folks who fish the river, particularly like along the Grays Ferry Crescent, and then also here at Bartram's are really popular fishing sites, you know, a whole different kind of level of connection, mm-hmm. With as far as just like understanding what lives, you know, basically like the fish that live in there, and they're watching the river all day long. So they can talk to you for years about it. So it's, however, you know, then there's other people who, even though they live, you know, just within a few blocks, have maybe even never like walked down to the riverfront, have never been on the river. It's a difficult thing to do. You know, who the heck has a boat? You know, so and you can't drive. You know, you can't really like drive down to the water. So, yeah, I think it's this kind of, it's, you know, I mean, depending on who you are, it's something where you may have a really actually strong connection to it, because, you know, you're fishing, going there for recreation, or you know it's there, but there's a disconnect because it seems inaccessible. Or I have, my whole experience of kind of boating down here for 15 years has, every other person will be like, well, isn't that illegal? That must be, you know, not. I think that it always surprises me how It's whatever. It's just the way that urban space is constructed, how there's just this kind of idea that even though a space that's totally commons, very public space, one of the few urban spaces left that has like practically no rules whatsoever, is seen as something that is actually like an illegal space or a space that you are not allowed to be on, which is like very much not the case. But.
So in your long relationship with the river, how have you seen it change?
I guess, from an ecological standpoint, I'm just not knowledgeable enough about that. And just from my view of it, I don't think it really has changed that much. I was talking a little bit about the herons, like I've noticed the herons aren't around this
right.
year, but who the heck, I mean, whatever, they could have just found a better spot. There are some actual kind of like, I guess the kind of city's investment in some of the creating more river access has definitely changed it. Just the construction kind of the bike path and then also the fishing area on Grace Ferry Crescent. Even this boat dock that down here is down here, Bartram's Gardens, wasn't here. It arrived soon after I kind of started boating. So you definitely see not a lot. I mean, it's not. For the span of time, 15 years is kind of a long time, and the city has changed a lot in 15 years. You don't see that many more people on the water in kind of a recreational way. But there are more than there used to be, but it's not something that's kind of actually really significant. What really hasn't changed, though, people are always interested in going out. And just from like when I used to have a boat, or I still have a boat, but when I would just go out with people on my boat, we're always interested in going out of the river. So I don't think that has kind of, you know, changed in any kind of way. I'm trying to think how the river's changed. I think that there's probably more people that are getting close to it just by means of the bike paths and the Grays Ferry Crescent construction. But
well, and what would be your hope for the river in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Or what things might you hope change with the community's relationship to
yeah.
the river?
And this is like really just part of my job here and why like I was kind of very a part of making this kind of project happen. It's been something that I've been like scheming and dreaming about for a long time. As I was saying a little bit before, I think that this portion in particular of the Schuylkill River is very much this kind of like quiet hidden gem of a very quiet space that, you know, folks who are looking for just kind of for escape and just from your daily grind of your like urban experience it's just a really wonderful place to do that. And getting access to the river, such as getting down there, getting on a boat, having access to the tools that you need to just be on the water, it's very difficult, and very few people have those kind of tools and resources and access. And so just being able to, like, I'm just very excited and really kind of and hopeful and all these things about just creating that space so it's you know, people can get on the water and experience that for totally free. And it's almost like you kind of like imagine you have this really beautiful park that you just can't get into, and so having this kind of access point here where it's like basically opening a door to this park, you know, that you kind of like always wanted to go into but couldn't. And so that's I think that's kind of generally my hope for that. I think, you know, I have some concern that, just as kind of the process of modern urban development goes, waterfront becomes very kind of waterfront property and waterfront views, it's a kind of very expensive thing. And whereas I think maybe, 20 or 30 years ago, people would probably scoff at the idea of what they would no one would ever want a condo near the Schuylkill River or something like that. So I think there as that, there's this kind of like, as you kind of open it up and make it kind of more accessible and it becomes more of a draw, then then when folks see that, they would like want to make money off of that. And so I hope that not in opening it up, then it becomes kind of something that we have to make sure it continues to be a place that people can access and like for in a free, affordable way. But I think that's probably way down the road or won't be a problem so much. So
great. Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for speaking with me.
Oh, thanks.